My name is Bob Crimian. I am 30 years old. Today is June 28th, 2019. And I'm speaking with
Tim
and
Caleb.
We are recording this interview in Savannah, Georgia. Okay. So, may I ask, how old are you?
62.
Okay.
62.
Do you live in Savannah?
Yes, we do.
Okay. How long have you been in Savannah for?
We've been here just slightly over a year.
Okay. Who was your first love?
My very first love, his name was Jerry.
Okay. How about you?
I don't remember.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate on that or just Jerry?
It was just my first crush. He was a guy that I kind of made me realize that, yeah, I'm 100% gay.
Okay, there we go. So let's how did you first begin to realize your sexual orientation?
Because when all of the people were talking about really, like, hot Hollywood actresses and whatever, I'm looking at the actors and thinking, I'd like to see him without a shirt. I'd like to see him without clothes. So it was, you know, I realized that, oh, they're looking at the women, but I'm looking more at the guys. And that's where my interests were.
Do you remember how old you were?
Third grade.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about the first time you came out. Who did you tell and why?
The first person I came out to was actually my younger brother. And I came out to my younger brother because I suspected that he was also gay, so that he would kind of get it. And when I came out to him, he came out to me, so it became a mutual coming out. And that created sort of a bond between us because we both knew something about each other, but no one else in the family knew yet.
Wow. How old were you both?
I was in my first year of college, so I was 18, 19. He was more like 15.
Okay, wow. Very cool. What is it like being queer in Savannah, Georgia so far?
So far, I find that it's kind of a disjointed community. We know some gay people here. We're Jewish as well. We belong to the Reform Synagogue in town. So we know a few people there as well who are gay, lesbian, trans. But it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of cohesiveness in this community, that at least from what we've found at this point. So that's been a little bit challenging. We'd love to know other gay people. We'd love to know other gay couples. We'd especially love to know more gay, Jewish, lesbian, transgender gay couples. But it's been a little bit challenging.
Okay, and do you agree with him on that?
I totally agree, yes, okay. Absolutely.
Anything to elaborate more?
No, I'm actually wanting to do an outreach program for the LGBTQ Jewish community here, and I'm going to be presenting that to our synagogue shortly to make an outreach program, because there is that community here, and we just needed to let them know that we are here.
Fantastic. Okay. What do you think the biggest challenge facing the LGBTQ community at present is?
The biggest, well, first, we're facing some backlash because of our current administration. Whenever you make steps forward, there's always backlash. We have an administration that is not supportive of LGBTQ plus people, so that's a problem. I also think that there's a little bit of misunderstanding. I don't think that the L and the G completely understand the T all the time, and I think we need to have more dialogue, very honest dialogue. So we're all working toward the same goal. We're all working for the same thing. We all want equal rights for everybody, but I think we need to have a little bit more open dialogue so we all understand each other a little bit more.
Can you elaborate on that?
I agree. I can't elaborate anymore.
Just making
on that.
Sure, exactly. We're all included, yes. Here.
No, we're yeah. No, I.
What gives you hope for the future LGBTQ plus generations?
What gives me hope is, I mean, we're 62, but we look at young people outside right now where we are, and we see their expressions of, you know, their sexuality, their openness, the fact that they are free to be who they are. I look at them with a great deal of hope. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little envious because coming out at a different time, it wasn't that easy. But I think they have a lot of energy, and I think that energy is going to do well for us. My number one concern is make sure that they get out and vote, that they take that energy to the voting booth and to supporting candidates who are in our court. We're coming upon an election that's extremely important, and I want to do everything I can to make sure that they not only talk about it, but they actually go behind the curtain and vote.
Well, and I also think that young people are our future, and we need to invest in them, and we need to encourage them, and we need to give them all of the ability to progress and to become full human beings and to have the full rights that we fought for, and that they need to also understand what we fought for and how they know that they can hold hands walking down the street now. And I think that it's very important that we support them and that we give them every available... that we give them every available...
chance to be
who they are. We love young people, and they're our future.
I was a school teacher for 33 years, and so I worked with young people, and I love their idealism, and I don't want to... I hope that idealism never gets squashed.
Can you hear that? My last question. Have things changed for the LGBTQ community over the last 50 years?
Oh, amazingly. 50 years ago, we were 12 years old. There were no real role models anywhere for us at that time, either in the media or in politics, anything. So in 50 years, we have come a long way with people who are in positions of power, who are openly gay, lesbian, transgendered. We have allies who have openly stated their support of us. I mean, when President Obama came out and said he was in favor of gay marriage, I cried. I never thought I would hear a president of the United States say something like that. We have a Supreme Court decision that allows us to get married. We got married in New York before it was legal all over the country. But I think it has changed greatly for the better. I think young people today can look up and have role models that are lesbian, that are gay, that are transgendered. We didn't have that. We were still, you know, going into bars and back alleys where there were no rainbow flags, pride flags in front of businesses back then. You kind of had to know where the gay bar was. So I am glad for it, jealous of it, a little envious of it, but I think it's important that our young people can visibly see that there are successful, and the key is successful LGBTQ people out there that they can emulate.
I think it's also important that young people know what Stonewall means. So Stonewall was the beginning of the movement, and so many young people don't know what Stonewall means because we owned a business in a gay area in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and a lot of the young people didn't know what Stonewall was, and I think we need to educate them. Like, Stonewall was a very important movement for young gay people to be who they are, to be able to hold hands, to be able to be who they are, and I think we need to be political about it. We need to be educational about it, and so yes, we've gained a lot in 50 years, but we also need to make sure that history is not forgotten. And I think that's one of the important things of Stonewall Pride and Fest that we have.
Minority groups need to know their history. You know, African Americans need to know their history. LGBTQ people need to know their history. Jews need to know their history. When you're a minority, you need to understand what came before you that allowed you to be where you are now, because it's constantly evolving, it's constantly changing.
Okay. And this is actually a final question. How do you hope life will be different for the LGBTQ community 50 years from now?
I hope that at some point we don't even have to put labels on people anymore.
I hope it's not an issue.
Right. That people are just people, and we accept people for who they are, who they love, who they care about. All I care about is that people are good people. People respect other people. I don't expect everybody to agree with me all the time, but there should be a mutual respect. We can agree to disagree, and we don't have to yell and scream about it. I just hope that in the future, we're all just accepted as being who we are, part of one human race, regardless of sexual orientation, race, religion, creed, ethnicity. We're a human race, and we all have to come together on that.
Ditto.
Thank you guys very, very much.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys.